I just want to give us some verses that might help us. 1 Timothy chapter 1, because I think that the strength of what Paul is bringing out to Timothy here, in addition to some of these questions maybe about evolution and things of that nature, I think they really have to do about questions relating to the doctrine. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, he says, I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith. I turn over to chapter 6 of the same 1 Timothy, verse 3. If any man teach otherwise, and this phrase here, and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud. It goes on to say in verse 5, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. You see, young people, and I think Brother Joe was on the right track, we mentioned earlier yesterday about this outline of sound words. What is under attack is the doctrine of Christ. And men want to get into conversations that will bring in error. The scripture is saying, don't enter into those conversations. We have the word of God, the unerring, the unadulterated word of God in our hands. If there is a believer, an unbeliever who has a sincere desire to know of the things that we believe, that is a conversation that you should have. But if it is these ongoing questions as to, you know, things that we most assuredly believe amongst us, I'm telling young people, avoid it. Because it is clear, and we'll only find ourselves in a state where sometimes, quite frankly, you can become, as Joe said, upset. You can get angry, raise your voice. Paul says, listen, that is going to be unprofitable. The word of God that we know, let us hold on to that. Let us know what it says. We are able to give an answer to any man according to the hope that is within us. But if it is going to be just a conversation without wholesome words, fables, genealogies, young people, it's not going to be profitable.
Examples from Scripture are what we need.
I think verse 20 and verse 21 are...
One second, I think Brother Chuck was not finished yet. We'll come right back to you.
Examples from Scripture are what we need. You mentioned a minute ago, and we're talking about the negative side. But there are those who are genuine, and they are asking, and we need to be conscious of it. Now, from the book of Acts, one that I'm sure you're familiar with comes from Acts 18 with Apollos. Apollos had questions. He spoke in the synagogue. He spoke boldly, but he was not instructed. There was a loving couple there, and they took him aside, and they expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. That's a positive side. There was also the side of those that the Apostle Paul met that only knew the baptism of John. They only knew, they didn't know about Christian baptism. They hadn't been instructed. So when someone is ignorant, and I say ignorant in the sense that they just do not know, we listen to the questioner. And if it's that, by the grace of God, we say, Lord, help me to meet the need of this person. On the other side, if it's that which we've had, evolution, the problems that came, certain things in the book of Genesis, people just bring them up, we say, thank you. When I was in the service, a young man was exercised about his soul. He came to me. He knew I was a Christian. I got him a Bible. He wouldn't read it. Do you know why? It didn't have the mark of the Pope in the front of it. And he would not read that Bible. Our conversation stopped for a fairly long period of time. I told him, if you can't read the Word of God without the approval of someone that you're saying is taking a place greater than Christ, I'm not sure that I can help you. And I stopped. Do you know the good news? When I got to Vietnam, I met him again. And he had been saved. He trusted the Lord. So you know when to stop. We know when to answer. We answer the conscience, you see. And this is what Joe said a minute ago. I had to say to somebody, or this brother back here, it's not profitable for us to go on. So I think we don't want to spend the whole morning on this. If you have another comment on it, that's good, and then we'll move on.
I was going to go to verse 20 and 21 about the vessels of gold and silver, of wood and clay, of honor and dishonor. And I think there's four types of vessels there. There's gold and silver that we can use for honor. And I guess in conversation, that would be spiritually encouraging, loving, biblical doctrine and truth. And then there's gold and silver, things that won't pass away, but they're not honorable. Arguing or trying to look better than other Christians, trying to be proud in our Christianity. And then there's wooden clay vessels that can be used for honor in conversation. We can talk and build friendships, build relationships, talking about school or sports or whatever else. And there's nothing wrong with that. But wood rots if it sits still, and clay with the smallest drop will shatter. And those two, if they just sit there, they will pass away. There's no eternity to them. And then there's wooden clay that we can use for dishonor. That'd be foul language, proud, boasting, or rebelling against our parents. And anything that's dishonorable, we should steer away from as soon as we determine it to be that. We shouldn't be arguing or rebelling against our parents, no matter what. And as soon as we realize we are, then we should stop that and turn back to the honorable.
I'm just going to give you a little help here. Remember we said that in a Bible reading we're going to coach you too. Not just we're going to help you with the Word of God, we're going to coach you because you're young and you're going to start to learn how to conduct yourself in a Bible reading. Do me a favor. Listen to what is being said. This way you don't have to repeat it again. Just listen to what. Sometimes you have a question, you said, oh, I want to ask that question. All of a sudden, if you're listening, somebody will answer that question. So just listen to what is being said around. That's number one. Number two, we don't have to cover every little thing that comes to our mind. Just keep that in mind as you are in a Bible reading, because unfortunately the time is a little bit restrained and we need to be conscious of that. It's just a matter of, those are very practical things and we need to learn them when we are young. So when we sit in a Bible reading, we'll help each other. Try to be concise as much as you can. If you have a question, great. But just wait and listen to what is being said, because generally speaking, your question will be answered. Those are just practical things. So keep your eyes open. That's why we would not have three people trying to speak at the same time. Just look around you and pay attention to what's going on and listen.